name's Bond. James Bond.
Tell me what you know of James Bond.
He's a 00, and a wild one.
Charming, sophisticated secret agent.
He was also licensed to kill.
You noticed.
How long have I gone?
30 seconds.
Well, that doesn't give us a lot of time, does it?
Hello and welcome to You Expect Me to Talk, the James Bond podcast. This is going to be a very short episode, and what it's going to do is introduce first of all me and then my plans for the podcast. I've been aware of the Bond films from a very early age, and I've got vivid memories of being curled up on the couch with my dad and brother watching the films as they were shown on television. My brother and I would then go and recreate the more memorable scenes using our mask action figures. I think the most often recreated scene, if memory serves, was the climactic battle on the Golden Gate Bridge from A View to a Kill. Don't judge me though, I was only eight. I think it's fair to say that as long as I can remember, I've been a Bond fan of sorts. Bond actually became a passion completely by chance. Around the time of the VHS release of GoldenEye, British confectioner Terry's ran a competition on their chocolate orange bars, one of the prizes of which was a complete set of James Bond VHS videos. My uncle won one of these box sets, and not long after I decided to reacquaint myself with the films I was a little unfamiliar with, and what this led to was me watching the films in order on a constant loop for about 5 years. When I say constant loop, what I really mean is that I started watching a few films a week and probably gradually slowed down to one every few weeks towards the end of the cycle. But during these years, and since actually, I've been taking in everything I can about the films in the series, and I've started collecting basically anything that's got the 007 logo on it. At the time, I was completely obsessed with the Bond franchise, and I still am to a certain degree, but I'd probably call it a passion now rather than an obsession. My friends would often ask me if I ever became bored watching the films over and over, and I can honestly say that I haven't, not even to this day. Admittedly, I don't watch the films on an endless loop anymore, but I still love the series as much, if not more, than I ever have done. In fact, a few years ago I took a conscious decision not to watch the films as much to try and prevent burnout on the series. The idea for a podcast came from me wanting to share this passion with other fans. My aim is to produce one episode per film covering all the official Bond films and also Never Say Never Again. The episodes, I'm hoping, will be part documentary, part discussion, and will cover the good, the bad and the ugly parts of the series. There will also be separate episodes on the Fleming novels, non-fiction Bond books, and Bond in video games. There will also be episodes on other aspects of the franchise, perhaps looking in depth at the character and the world he inhabits, among other things. I'm quite open to suggestion on this though, and if there's any aspect of the films, books, or anything at all that features in the Bond universe, then please let me know and I'll put it up for consideration. If there's enough material to create a good show with plenty of discussion, then it's likely it will be done at some point. This was originally intended to be a solo project, but I've now been joined by David Lee, who is the owner of the fantastic 007 dossier website, which can be found at www.tjbd.co.uk. David's going to be joining me for each of the episodes, and I'm absolutely delighted to have him on board. We're going to be starting with 2006's Casino Royale. Now, I've decided to start with this one as opposed to Dr. No due to the popularity of the rebooted series at the moment. owing to the release of Skyfall. I suppose this basically is me shamelessly cashing in on the James Bond publicity wave that the new film's created. The first official episode will be released towards the end of January and will feature me, David, and at least one more guest discussing Daniel Craig's first outing as James Bond. I realise it's a little bit of a wait until the first show, but this gives me a chance to prepare the show, confirm all the guests, and then get it recorded, edited, and finally published. I'm hoping from there I'll be able to release one episode per month. This, however, may not be always possible, but rest assured I will be doing my all to get the shows released in a timely manner. And that pretty much covers everything I wanted to say here. If you would like to get in touch to ask any questions about the show or suggest potential topics for future episodes, then please email us at jamesbondpodcast@gmail.com. I think what we're probably going to do as well is dedicate a section at the end of certain shows where we've got enough questions that have been sent in from you regarding our thoughts on the series, sort of our favourite Bond actor, favourite villain, favourite Bond cocktail, anything you want to ask us really about the series. And as I say, what we'll do, we'll dedicate a section when we've got enough of these questions at the end of the shows, and then we can answer them for you. But please do send your questions in. You can also get in touch with me on Twitter if you're a member of Twitter. I am at Jake Del Toro, or via the show's feed, which is at Bond Podcast. David is also on Twitter, and he can be found at 007 Dossier, which is 007 the numbers and then Dossier. And his website, again, is www.tjbd.co.uk. Our own website can be found at www.jamesbondpodcast.webs.com. Now, this is a very, very basic site, but there you'll be able to find updates and news about the show, and also links from which you'll be able to download the latest episodes directly. We've also got a Facebook page. If you search on Facebook for You Expect Me to Talk, the James Bond Podcast, and click like there, you'll be able to follow us there for updates. So all that remains for me to say is thank you very much for listening, and keep watching the Twitter and Facebook feeds for updates. I have been Jake Del Toro, and I will return in January with my guests for the first episode.